Welcome to the 5-Minute History Podcast from 5minutehistory.com, where we take a historical look at things in about 5 minutes. If you enjoy the show and would like to support us, please consider buying us a coffee. Head on over to 5minutehistory.com/coffee to see how. This is episode 79, The History of Government. The history of government is the story of how human societies have organized themselves to manage resources, enforce laws, and provide order. From the earliest tribal structures to modern democratic institutions, government has evolved in response to the changing needs of civilization. The necessity for leadership and governance has been evident since prehistoric times, when small groups of people relied on elders or chiefs to make decisions that ensured survival. These early forms of governance were based on kinship, tradition, and mutual cooperation, laying the foundations for more complex political systems. As societies grew and settled in permanent communities, the need for structured government became more apparent. The first recorded governments emerged in Mesopotamia, Egypt, and the Indus Valley around 3000 BCE. These early civilizations established hierarchical rule, often led by monarchs who were considered divine or semi-divine figures. The Sumerians of Mesopotamia developed one of the earliest known legal codes, the Code of Ur-Nammu, which set out laws and punishments to maintain social order. This tradition was later refined in the Code of Hammurabi, a Babylonian legal text that influenced subsequent legal systems. In ancient Egypt, governance was closely tied to religion, with pharaohs ruling as both political and spiritual leaders. Centralized administration allowed for massive architectural projects, including pyramids and irrigation systems, demonstrating the power and organizational capacity of these early governments. Similarly, the Chinese civilization developed its own governmental structure under the Shang and Zhou dynasties, where rulers justified their authority through the mandate of heaven, an idea that would shape Chinese political philosophy for centuries. The classical period saw significant advancements in governance, particularly with the emergence of democracy in ancient Greece and the Republic in Rome. Athens developed the first known democratic system in the 5th century BCE. Allowing citizens to participate in decision-making through assemblies and councils. While this early democracy was limited to free male citizens, it set a precedent for future representative systems. In contrast, the Roman Republic established a system of elected officials, including consuls and senators, to govern the state. Roman law became highly influential, forming the basis of many modern legal systems. The decline of the Roman Empire led to the fragmentation of government structures in Europe, ushering in the feudal system during the medieval period. Feudalism was based on a hierarchy of lords, vassals, and serfs, with land ownership as the primary source of power. Monarchs ruled over kingdoms, but their authority was often constrained by powerful nobles and the influence of the church. The Magna Carta, signed in 1215 by King John of England, marked an important step towards constitutional government by limiting the power of the monarchy and establishing legal rights for subjects. The Renaissance and Enlightenment periods brought profound changes to political thought and government. Philosophers such as John Locke, Montesquieu, and Jean-Jacques Rousseau challenged absolute monarchy and advocated for the separation of powers, individual rights, and the social contract. Their ideas influenced revolutions, including the American Revolution, 1775 to 1783, and the French Revolution, 1789 to 1799, which led to the establishment of democratic governments based on popular sovereignty and constitutional law. The 19th and 20th centuries saw the expansion of democracy, with many nations adopting representative governments and granting suffrage to broader segments of society. The Industrial Revolution brought economic and social changes that necessitated new forms of governance, including the rise of socialist and labor movements advocating for workers' rights and social welfare policies. Meanwhile, imperialism and colonial rule shaped global governance as European powers exerted control over vast territories, often imposing their own administrative systems. The two world wars of the 20th century had a profound impact on government structures. The collapse of empires and the devastation of war led to the creation of international organizations such as the League of Nations and later the United Nations, aimed at promoting peace and cooperation among nations. The Cold War era saw the ideological battle between democracy and communism, with different models of governance competing for influence worldwide. The fall of the Soviet Union in 1991 marked a shift towards democratic governance in many former communist states. In recent decades, government has continued to evolve in response to globalization, technological advancements, and social movements. The rise of digital governance, increased transparency, and the role of international institutions have reshaped how governments operate. Challenges such as climate change, economic inequality, and political polarization continue to test governance structures, prompting debates about the balance of power, civil liberties, and the role of the state in modern society. The history of government is one of adaptation and transformation, reflecting humanity's ongoing quest to create fair, effective, and sustainable systems of rule. From ancient monarchies to modern democracies, the principles of governance remain central to organizing societies, maintaining stability, and shaping the future. Thanks for listening to the 5-Minute History Podcast from 5minutehistory.com. If you enjoy the show and would like to support us, please leave us a review wherever you get your podcasts. And don't forget to subscribe so you don't miss any future episodes. If you would like to support us more directly, then please consider buying us a coffee. Head on over to 5minutehistory.com/coffee to see how. You may also be interested in our other 5-Minute Podcasts, which you can find at 5minuteproductions.com. Thanks for listening, and I'll see you next time.